Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 48, Episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist for Monday, September 10th, 2018. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm Jack O'Brien. Oh, that was courtesy of Hannah Solstice, or Soltis, but I'd give it a little space theme. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined today by a very special guest co-host, Ms. Lazy Mosley.
Hey, what's up? This is Lazy Mosley, aka Nicki Minaj's Cotton Candy wig.
And I called you Lazy Mosley.
You did. Again. Everyone loves to call me Lazy.
Yeah, because the Mosley.
Yeah.
Anticipated that. I don't think you're lazy. You sprinted into the office today.
I did. I'm in athletic wear.
You were in athletic wear, and it looks amazing. And we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by an actor, a writer. He is currently on Disney's Big Hero 6, Lifetime's upcoming show American Princess, an upcoming movie on Netflix by Noah Baumbach, upcoming Netflix cartoon called Trash Truck. He co-hosts Saving the World with Barry and Lucas on Starburns Audio. He is Lucas Neff. What's
hey,
up, man?
What's up, dude? Thanks
hey,
for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, of course.
We're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment, but first we're going to tell our listeners what we're going to be talking about today. Obama is back. He talked to a weary nation about our weariness. We're going to talk about his speech. We are going to talk about Trump's latest Trump rallies and what's going on in the background. Some people started paying attention to the background, noticing people literally blowing their nose on the flag, but also a strange sort of invasion of the body snatchers mystery that was taking place, where people who seemed to be appropriately baffled by the president's words would then just be replaced by smiling, MAGA hat wearing aides. And we're going to talk about the best deal ever, Domino's Pizza, giving away 100 free pizzas per year for 100 years. I don't know math, but that's a lot of pizzas. Unfortunately, you have to be Russian to get that. All you have to do is get Domino's logo tattooed on your body, We're going to talk about the latest additions to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, Trump's continued reaction to last week's New York Times op-ed. Now he's saying he wants Sessions to investigate. And we kind of do, too, because we're curious. Who wrote that shit? We're going to talk about Tesla and Elon Musk smoking weed on podcast, on the wrong podcast, I might add. We're going to talk about Cuba and China attacking us with microwaves, the whole diplomat attack conspiracy, and why I still don't buy it. We're going to be talking about Nicki Minaj giving money to Gary to Jeffrey Owens from The Cosby Show. We call him Gary here at the office. You did. Well, you wrote Gary on
crap,
the dot.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Gets contagious that way. Hey, that's all right. But first, Lucas, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Revealing about me? I guess, just the last thing that I Google searched was images of Joseph Stalin. Because
just a big fan.
No,
love Joseph Stalin.
Love his work.
Love, yeah. Big, well, you know, efficient, and
oh, no.
Thorough.
Yeah.
No.
Never left a job half complete.
My wife's relationship to houseflies is sort of most similar to Joseph Stalin's relationship to the Russian, you know, rural class.
So
she crushes them.
She crushes them. Got
She's furious at their insubordination, and she's constantly making lists.
Okay, you know? Got it.
Yeah. So I was looking up for a good image that I was like, this is you. This is who you are.
Right.
And it's sort of like him in military uniform, sort of in the middle end of his career.
We have this podcast, Behind the Bastard, hosted by a guy, Robert Evans, where he has this theory that it's actually Joseph Stalin's handsomeness and a lot of these different dictators' handsomeness that caused them.
He was really good looking.
He was a really
kid.
Handsome.
If you look
dude.
Up young Joseph Stalin,
yeah.
You're going to be like, totally have signed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with like CEOs. Or we were talking about Elon Musk being really tall earlier. There's like some average height of CEOs that they're almost all over 6 feet tall.
Right.
Really?
Which is just like, we like tall,
we like
good looking people.
Charisma, mm-hmm. You know? And also, I think it's also partially, there's that 30 Rock episode, The Bubble, where Jon Hamm is so good looking that nobody tells him he's a terrible doctor or a terrible cook. And I wonder how much of it is just them sort of just everybody being like, yeah, man, that's great. You're crushing it, Joseph Stalin.
I think we all live in a bubble.
Yeah.
I think we're all actually in a bubble that's almost completely filled with sort of like delusions of some measure.
Well, you think we're living in a...
I don't think we're living in a simulation.
Okay, that's good.
I don't think
that's
that.
Good.
I think this is very real. I adhere to the Raymond Talis view of life.
What
is
that?
He's a polymath, and he's like, all these theories about time and everything are really great, but at the end of the day, you're still late for the bus. I think that
that's deep.
Things are a lot simpler than we. I mean, in LA, no one's late for the bus really because you know, almost no. There are no buses practically, but I mean, people take it. But
yeah.
It's just that there's certain life in some ways and time is simpler than we like to imagine because I think it's sort of it does more complicated theories offer us the possibility of less mortality,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's sort of very seductive.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's true.
At the same time, really complicated math gave us the atomic bomb, which was very real.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
somewhere
yeah, yeah.
in between.
Well, I think math is real.
Yeah, I agree. What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated? Probably just like money and media. I think all money is essentially overvalued for having value.
Okay.
I think that, you know, the we've sort of like created a construct within our own brains where now we commodify everything we encounter.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're like, oh, this moment is worth this much,
mm-hmm.
and this thing is worth this much, and as opposed to experiencing things on their own terms.
Got it.
And I think that's sort of a really shitty way that we've sort of made sure that we all go through life.
Oh, man. I'm a part of that shitty way. I monetize everything. I Instagram at funerals.
Yeah.
So keep watching.
This is good content. Keep those hearts coming, ladies and gentlemen.
I will Instagram live my family's funerals.
Yeah, I mean, I just think like 2 miles away in space, like there's literally nothing that cares about us or
yeah.
any of our problems.
Mm.
And so it just seems crazy to me that the only way we can experience the world is through this sort of made up system of currency.
Yeah, no, it's very pervasive. And
you sound like
I agree. I agree. It's good to get out of that mind frame sometimes.
If it's possible. I don't know that it is.
Yeah, meditation's good. Everybody Check out meditation.
Check out meditation.
What is something you think is underrated?
Figs.
Whoa.
Figs are amazing.
You came in hot. Loaded, you came in hot with
I'm
the figs.
I'm starting to get the sense that your whole appearance on the show is fig-based.
It is. I have like six boxes of figs in my fridge currently because they're available like 3 weeks a year, and they're the best tasting thing.
Like fresh figs.
Fresh
figs, guys.
So not dried, like the fruit.
Oh,
just like
dried
figs.
What are you doing to yourself eating dried figs?
I mean, cheers. Okay, look. I'm living like the plebs. Okay?
No, you know what, Lacey? Get out of here.
No.
I'll get my things and go.
Fresh
Goodbye,
figs.
Guys. Goodbye.
I didn't understand why everybody like in history books was like, oh, look, oh, the sultan was eating figs. And like, now I get it. They're the food of sultans. They're
delicious.
It's like a
Greek god food. Yeah. You can't just get figs on the reg.
No, it's really hard to get figs. They're super expensive, but they're the most delicious. I would eat crates of figs every day if I could. And everybody doesn't like them. I don't get it.
So are they underrated or are they just rare? I mean, I think most
I think they're underrated because I offer them to people all the time free of charge. And they're like,
you're out on the streets doing the Lord's work, handing out figs.
And I'm like,
figs.
You don't know what you're missing. You're crazy.
This is
you're
so
crazy.
Weird because my mother-in-law is in town and was really pushing figs on me earlier this week. And I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, and you were,
is
you
there
felt
like a fig conspiracy?
You were like resistant, right?
Yeah,
you were
because
like, nah,
I was,
I don't want figs.
Well, it wasn't that I didn't want them. I just like wasn't in the mood to eat anything, and I also thought they'd be messier than they were. And
no,
once I
they're
finally
really
had
easy
one,
to eat.
Yeah, they're really easy to eat.
You just
that is
like
a
two
perfect.
Bites.
See, I've always had a bad impression of them because of like Fig Newtons.
Right.
See, that's, fig
dried
Newtons are
fig.
Gross. Yeah.
Look, Fig Newton put its stamp on Fig, and I believed him.
Right.
I believe Newton his figs.
Fig Newton is it like a tray of bar like snacks?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If it's like this number six or number seven thing I will turn to in a case of desperation
when
where
you
I'm
need
like,
your fix.
I need a bar like snack
right.
that is kind of like carby mm-hmm. and like jammy.
Right.
Like, it was a bit of sweet. I'll do like, fuck it, I'll have a Fig Newton.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan.
It was like daycare food. It was like, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, making, for sure.
I just feel like something a baby just like suck, like chews on till it gets really wet and
right.
throws away.
Very, very soft. Can't
like a soggy Fig Newton.
Yeah, those and bananas are among the foods that you can just give a kid and not worry about them choking.
Just give it to them and then leave the room.
Yeah, leave for a week.
They're
you
good.
Know, just a box of Fig Newtons. I have kids, that's... bad news for them. In terms of them being rare, like, you know, all fruits used to be rare and only come of season like for 2 weeks out of the year. And then science just, you know, scienced it. And now we have strawberries year round because that was like what there was a lot of demand for. So figs would be less rare if there was more demand for
them.
Yeah,
I'm okay with rarity, though.
Okay.
You know, it's a bummer to not have figs, but I think globalization and
But think about how much money they could be making, Lucas. That's the important thing.
Lucas, you're not behind Big Fig?
I mean, I love Big Fig as much as anybody, you know?
Got
one great
fig
SoundCloud
money.
Album, but...
Big Fig.
Like, uh-huh.
That would be Lil Fig.
Lil
right.
Fig, yeah. Lil Fig.
Yeah.
Have a tattoo of a small, even smaller fig right
yes.
in his eye.
I'm all into that. Yes. You should take that while it's still free.
Oh no, yeah. I gotta get on it. Is SoundCloud that's moving quickly, right? All the SoundCloud rappers.
Oh yeah, SoundCloud
names.
Rappers are lit. There's everything. I took Lil
Xanax. Why are they also Lil?
They are very thin and little in stature.
Is that all the lean?
I guess. Yeah. A diet of lean will really slim you down.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Talk about a light casket.
Yeah. As a child, you don't want to be doing
you
too
only,
much lean.
Just a one pallbearer casket.
Right, right.
He was carried out by only
one
other
guy.
SoundCloud rapper.
Looks like they're carrying a basket of laundry.
Lil
right.
Paul, pallbearer.
Lil pallbearer. And he's born. A SoundCloud rapper is born. Lil pallbearer.
And finally, Lucas, what is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
A myth? That people think is true, that I know to be false. Okay, I guess that recycled toilet paper is good.
Okay.
It's not. I interviewed this woman who has a zero waste sort of lifestyle, and she's like, recycled toilet paper, one, paper only can be recycled so many times. It has it doesn't have infinity recycling.
Okay.
And then it eventually ends up as just waste. And recycled toilet paper in specific is bleached and with BPA. With BPAs, which are like super carcinogenic. So every time you're using recycled toilet paper, you're basically rubbing yourself down with these highly carcinogenic,
cancer.
Yeah, ass cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaks into our groundwater and then our landfills and our ground because the BPA escapes the toilet paper eventually, and that's what's left behind. So we were sort of poisoning our buttholes and the planet's buttholes as well.
What do you use on your butt, Lucas?
A bidet. I have a bidet.
Oh, so you're just shampooing your butt.
It's not shampoo. It's water.
It's just water?
Uh-huh.
I know what a bidet is. Could I add soap to it if I wanted to?
I'm sure you could find a way. It would be a complicated rig, but you could do it. It's real easy. You can get it on Amazon, Brondell bidet.
That's true. They like attach to the toilet.
Do you have a hair dryer or what do you use?
Yeah,
to
how do you get dry?
I mean, you just I'll dab. I like dab dry.
With what? I'm so curious.
You know, I think bamboo toilet paper is maybe better.
Okay.
Than recycled toilet paper.
Bamboo toilet paper. All right.
But frankly, you don't. You know, you can just air dry. You know. You know, on a nice breezy day, if you're in the comfort of your own home.
Right. You just don't pull your pants up for 30 minutes.
You can just hop around
air
and
those cheeks
your ankles
out.
For a bit. Yeah.
Look, I got a big butt. I don't know if there's a lot of airflow going there. I have a fan that I sit on after I use my bidet.
That's nice, right? Yeah.
Now, is it hard to get a bidet installed in your bathroom?
It was hard for me because I have a Toto brand toilet, which are these Japanese,
Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about.
They're like the Fort Knox of toilets. Yes. They're like made to be one-piece, unbreakable ceramic fortresses.
Right.
But for most toilets, it's a pretty easy install process.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Well,
you know, you can get it on Amazon for like $30.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Do it, people.
You'll save so much money on toilet
paper.
Save
your butthole.
Pays
save
for
the earth.
Itself. And on, ass cancer, which is very expensive.
Yeah, ass cancer is very expensive and uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gentleman by the name of Barack Obama is back, you guys. He gave a speech at the University of Illinois that had just some great rhetoric that would unite us all if half the country wasn't just like bouncing on the balls of their feet, just ready to jump on whatever he says and be offended by it. But his overall message was that Trump's not America's biggest problem. America's biggest problem is indifference, which was a nice, refreshing message, I think, because it's something that people can actually solve and do something about, as opposed to the news cycle and just the zeitgeist in general these days makes people feel a little bit helpless and like they don't really have any control over the world or, you know, the news cycle. And I think his point was, you know, get out there and vote. Did you guys hear the speech, hear any parts of it?
I heard it. And by heard, I mean I read quotes on Twitter.
Yes. There you go.
So it's practically like Barack was like sitting next to me.
Right.
Did anything reach you? Did anything move you or affect you?
I mean, he's always a moving speaker, and I've seen him and heard him speak a ton of times. And what he's saying is not stuff that I guess I'm unfamiliar with. So I was just like, okay, cool. Yeah, we should be voting. Yeah, we shouldn't be getting, you know, complacent or cynic or cynical. Thank you. My brain is not functioning on full form yet. But I don't know. I think Trump could get a second term.
Yeah, no, I think it's totally possible.
It feels almost inevitable.
Yeah. I don't know. So some part of me this morning was like, ah, shit, this is really going to rev up the Trump base. But people were saying that that's not necessarily true, that he's gone out and stumped for liberal candidates in the past, and it hasn't like gotten the Republicans out anymore. It's just their levels of participation have stayed the same, and Democrats have shown out in higher numbers. But the right, like Ben Shapiro, was like, Obama lecturing us is how you got Trump in the first place, which is probably what he'd say if he was just worried that Obama talking to the country was like bad for his side.
Yeah. I mean, Obama galvanizing the country isn't what caused Trump to be elected.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. I mean, does it ever feel like, you know, these sort of like moments is just this endless feedback loop?
Yeah.
Where it's just the same people saying the same things over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know what sort of analysis of actual impact these sort of like the conversation, like Obama makes a speech, the right gets upset, the left defends it. Like,
right.
It feels like this sort of is happening ad infinitum. Like, at what point does it still matter to everyone that Ben Shapiro criticized Obama? Like, I mean, does it still matter?
It still matters deeply to me because I am a Shapiro head. I'm a huge fan. No, I think his argument is disingenuous and bullshit. And
yeah,
I think more of a
is,
sign
right?
of, I think it's more of a sign of them being a little bit scared, like, or worried about, because this is the first time that Obama has come out and directly addressed the state of the nation and Trump in particular. And I think he did it in a way that wasn't lectury. Like, I think sometimes you can look at people's words and see what, like, they'll use the word that they want to be true. And, like, so he wished that Obama came off as lecturing, but it was really like a unifying message and kind of rhetorically pretty smart and not lectury the way that he did it.
Yeah. And essentially, this speech is the equivalent of a you up text from the one that got away. Like, you know, right. we did our bae, Barack, so dirty. And then he went on vacation. He lived his best life.
Right.
And, you know, he's finer than ever. And he came back and it was just like, it's like having a cathartic talk with an ex. Like, yeah, man, I know I fucked up.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, you did fuck up. But hey, you can always change your life. Yeah. But not with me, though. I've moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he seemed to be really reaching his hand out to everybody except for the powerful and the privileged. So yeah. In a sense, he may have been lecturing Ben Shapiro because he might be one of the few people who's like, I am powerful and privileged. But, that's how I identify.
Do you think anybody's listening to Obama who doesn't already listen to Obama?
Yeah.
Like, do you think any part of the right,
I think they're,
who is actually open to listening to the man they literally despise?
I don't think that speech is for the right.
I know, but you know what I mean? I'm just like, so the people who are listening, though, are like, what new audience is he reaching?
I don't think he's probably reaching the 39% of people who are still supporting Trump, but Trump didn't win with only those people.
Yeah.
He also won with people who were Obama voters and then came over to the Trump side, and now Trump has lost part of the people who voted for him, like not a huge part, but still a percentage of them. And, you know, I think,
well, also the people at home, right?
Yeah.
Like the people who didn't vote in the last election, who, you know, who didn't feel as inspired. I feel like Obama has the gift of being a talented speaker. And unfortunately, we live in a country that sustains itself more on entertainment than it does on education. So people need their dicks hard to go vote, you know?
I guess, like, I still think, like, for me, I guess I always think that's a candidate issue.
Mm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it was.
If Obama makes a million great speeches, but you have a shitty candidate, people are still going to be less motivated to go vote.
But they'll still be motivated to vote if they're worried about the alternative. Although we've seen in the past with like elections like John Kerry, where it was like, we were voting against Bush and not
voting
for John
Kerry.
And
that,
not.
Yeah.
You want to
He specifically tried to address that by connecting people's outrage to the act of voting as opposed to, and I think he even specifically said, like, this is not a popularity contest. Like, there's some great candidates out there, but like, this is not Coachella. It's not a rock concert. Like, you're not going there to be necessarily inspired. It's you're going there to vote, to affect change in the world around you. So I think what you're talking about is specifically something he was trying to address.
So there will be no Tupac holograms at the polls?
I guess not.
That's why I was going.
I know.
We got like a cute...
It might be The Rock.
Right?
The Rock's very well run.
I voted stickers get people out. You could put that on your Instagram. Should we make those cuter?
Yeah.
Do we need a mural? Like I voted mural at every poll?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll come take Instagram photos of you if you just go vote.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we're back. And so Trump was doing his Trump thing at a rally at the end of last week. And people started paying attention to the people behind him because he's just on auto repeat, animatronic Trump, just spitting out the same, all the hits. So people's attention drifts to what's going on behind him. And there was a young lady, you know, respecting the shit out of the flag, wiping her nose on it, which, for some reason, people didn't object to that, even though that's the sort of thing that if an NFL player did it, whoo, man, they would freak out. But anyways.
They'd have a real tough time if Tom Brady did it. It'd be tough to figure out how to feel about that.
Right.
You know, I mean, a lot of people would be really confused.
Yeah. Kneeling is disrespectful for the flag, but you can stick that shit all the way up your nose on national television.
I do feel really bad for her because she looks like she's, you know, middle school age person and is probably getting a lot of shit, but she's also at a Trump rally, so that's on her. So there's also this dude who was like right over Trump's right ear who seemed to be, you know, reacting appropriately because he was like, what? At a couple points, like literally mouthing the words what after Trump said something particularly wild and was like looking into the middle distance, like just kind of shocked and horrified as to what the president was saying, and but not like overly so, like he wasn't like hamming it up really. And then at a certain point, a young woman who looked, she really has the same look as Kavanaugh's assistant who was sitting behind him, and Dana Loesch, the she's got like that straight brunette hair look that there's apparently like a factory for conservative women that churns these folks out. But she comes up and just like moves him out of the, she's just like, you have to leave. And he's like escorted out the other direction. And then there are these other people, a couple dudes wearing MAGA hats who aren't doing anything really bad, but a pretty Trump staffer comes up and replaces them and begins just smiling like a cheerleader. Is just like, yes. And then another woman comes up and is smiling. So they want the optics of, you know, enthusiastic Trump-supporting women, and they don't want any sort of dissonance. But it ended up having the vibe of real, like, invasion of the body snatcher shit.
And I'd like to take credit, though, because those women came from my new modeling school, Make America Beautiful Again. I'm sure you've heard it on the radio.
MABA.
On your, MABA. I'm sure you've heard of us on the radio. We're going to have a convention at the Marriott next week. Bring your checks. But, like, it's crazy because also what they're saying is that, like, look, you real ugly-ass Trump supporters got to get the hell out of the way. Like, they replaced them with complete plans. Like, there was a girl who was just being quiet, loving Trump. You know what I mean? Like, she looked like she came straight out of a Hot Topic and threw on that MAGA hat.
Right.
And they were like, oh, no, sis, get your goth ass out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me somebody who looks like they love God. God and the Aryan race. Well, let me get Tina, but get over here.
Yeah, the most white woman you can
find. Right, yeah. And apparently ever since the Manafort and Cohen guilty pleas, the energy at these events has been down and...
Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought they would. It would never change. I thought there was nothing that could
Such
shake them.
Such a deep denial.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, doesn't matter. I thought still nothing able mattered.
They're still able to fill the places, so it's not like it.
Are they filling it, or are they calling central casting?
Yeah.
I mean, from beginning, right? It was always central casting, right?
Well, at the beginning, it was central casting, but then it started being pretty authentically a groundswell. But now it seems like it might be going back to them having to, you know, stick staffers here and there to kind of pep things up because everyone's like, oh, he's talking about this shit again. So I don't know.
I mean, the level of artifice in politics in general is, I mean, it's across the board.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
As much as it is like if you think that either of our major political parties aren't like handpicking every single person you see on camera as much as possible.
Right.
And Joe, like, the plumber.
You know, like you look at the convention in 2016, I want to say last year, but with Hillary, and you're like, it is the most like overt diversity, here is a woman, and here is an a Middle Eastern American.
They just called Dove, and we're like, who did y'all have in that
and
commercial?
And then someone's weed, there's like a league of like a cappella singers in wheelchairs. And, and you're like, this is a better message, but it's just as, to some extent, feels just as artificial to me.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's meant to manipulate us into thinking a certain thing about the candidate.
At the same
feels
time,
weird to me.
Yeah. I guess it's just the idea that who you're replacing them with.
Oh, yeah.
Is just
well,
instructive.
Their idea of
yeah, they didn't roll anybody in.
Super alarming.
And it is this, know? Yeah, there's something about that aesthetic. I mean, you could almost, it's progressive for Republicans to have a dark-haired woman instead of a blonde-haired woman.
They've
look
seen
out.
How big Kim Kardashian's got. Right. They're like, look, the goddamn Jenners aren't going anywhere. Right. Like, get us a brunette.
Yeah, well, it's still like Betty and Veronica, like, levels of diversity.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
whoa, different. Watch out now.
Brunette.
Whoa. But yeah, I think brunettes
Archie,
are in
what are you
for
thinking?
The Repubs.
It's not the artifice that gets to me, because I agree with you, Lucas. It mm-hmm. is. It does cross party lines. And sometimes it is nice to see yourself represented like,
no, it's
on
great
TV,
to see that representation.
In this manner, because this is obviously not like acting. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? That is just seeing people on television. But what's interesting to me is like how they go about it. Like, I want this shit to be behind the scenes.
Yeah,
like, y'all knew where the podium was. Y'all knew who was going to be standing behind Trump. And y'all let this old... His eyes look dodgy as fuck. Like, they should have known he was not supposed to be standing behind the president.
It's like the Wizard of Oz, where you're like, really? You put the curtain in the controls directly next to the hologram.
Right.
Like you could have had like a separate room nearby. Like at least like Ed Harris was in the moon watching Truman. You know what I mean? Like he had a little bit of distance. You weren't gonna see him in the same shot. You know, he wasn't like walking behind Jim Carrey being like, okay, let's get another pretty lady over here. And then, you know, it was a little bit more covert, right?
Right. And they weren't even
feels like they respect your intelligence a little bit more, right? You want them to respect you with their lies.
And Trump doesn't give a fuck. His lies have become so lazy. And like these, that's what I mean. I'm like, come on, you can't even act like we're looking at you right now. Like y'all like, fuck it.
Well, mastered the superpower of being able to come up with a lazy lie and believe it himself immediately.
It's a talent.
It's really beautiful. Speaking of which, so he has now decided that the New York Times op-ed from somebody within the Trump White House and also part of the resistance, according to the author, that is an attack on the country, and he is saying that he wants Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice to investigate to find out who did this. And I kind of want them to do that too, because I think it would just be, first of all, I think the person who did this is like not, you know, not the hero that they think they are. And
this, it to me felt like they were trying to be like, look, don't hang us all at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah, you exactly.
Like don't put us all in the guillotine when the consequences start coming.
Yeah.
When some of us were secretly playing for the other team.
Right, Lucas. That sounds like someone hedging their bet.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, I'm not gonna say who I am, but then when all the chips fall, like,
me.
Wait a minute, I wrote it. I was rebelling.
I'm Spartacus, right. The writer
Get
of that
cuffs
column.
Off of me.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. And yeah. I mean, it is also, I think, true that it's probably some sort of national security threat for the reason that Trump's attorneys were asking Mueller not to interview him, in the sense that like they were worried that the transcript of Mueller talking to Trump would leak and other leaders of foreign nations would know how dumb Trump is. Like that was specifically what they were worried about.
What a carefully kept secret.
Yeah. And so the way that the op-ed makes the White House seem dysfunctional and makes him seem just like a complete, you know, lame duck, it probably isn't good for our national security, but it's not for the reason, like, he thinks it's because there's like a coup that's going to overthrow him. And it's just like,
I think, you know, the opposite, the inverse of that is that an argument can be made that it's better for national security because it's offering the idea that there's a logical fail safe, right? That
right.
There's actually someone at the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, totally.
Which is like
13.
A message to the world too, to be like, hey, don't think you're playing with a toddler. Totally, there are adults here at the in the seats of power.
That's
and in the throne room, and just, you know, however you're treating us, however you think Donald Trump, how moronic you think this infant is,
right,
who's currently president, there are real adults there who still have decision-making power and can keep the agenda somewhat on track.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I just want to know who it is, Lucas. So
sure.
Don't argue with me.
Well, I mean, right? Nobody plays Clue to keep the mystery.
Right, exactly.
You know?
I'm sure we'll find out sooner or later. Let's move on to other...
Who's your bet?
Weird billionaires.
I don't know.
I haven't spent too much time thinking about it. My guess would be somebody whose name I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Kushner.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That guy is so that him and Ivanka are so desperate to play both sides.
Yeah.
For their own advantage.
Right.
Like something out of their camp wouldn't shock me at all. But I don't think they're smart enough or responsible enough to have that view.
Right. Yeah, that would be really interesting if it was. All right, let's move on to big podcast news, and we're bringing in super producer Anna Hosnier. Elon Musk's appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast is rocking the financial world because he got high on the Joe Rogan podcast. And yeah, you watched a good bit of this, Anna.
Yeah, man. You know, it really made me realize, like, one, I don't understand science at all. And two, if you're a white man with a monotone voice, like, my attention span is immediately
gone.
I'm
so sorry.
I know.
Lucas, I didn't even know you were here.
That's it. I exist as white noise, literally.
That is a confidence, though, to be so confident that people will listen to you that you put no inflection in your voice.
No.
One day I'm going to sound just like NPR, like, bitch, I'm interested. I will just talk like that.
Yeah. You will still listen.
It is surreal.
I was saying the other day, like, you could do a best of NPR. Like album, just call it White Noise.
Yeah,
you know,
that's real. Yeah, it's an interesting episode where, you know, I don't listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, but I always like I've seen clips of it. I have an idea of what it's like. Joe Rogan, you know, likes to get deep. You know, he likes to talk about the things. He likes to talk about multiple universes. You know, he does this thing. He likes DMT. He likes drugs. He's open. He likes MMA. I just like hitting the plot, the buzzword.
Mixed martial arts. All the letters.
Yeah.
He
likes MMA. DMT.
He likes all the letters.
CRACK. You know, he would probably defend Louis CK. Who knows? But yeah, I have never actually seen Elon Musk speak. And that, I think, was the most interesting thing. It's like, I feel like I wasn't even listening to him half the time. It's just watching his facial expressions. I really recommend
watching.
Did you
have the sound on?
I did. But the thing is, like, it was all droning out because he's like, and, you know, when the Linux cortex meets, you know, it was a whole thing. So they talk about how the world is simulation. We live, you know, they discuss whether or not there's like multiple universes that we're just, you know, not seeing. And then, of course, they open the show while smoking weed, which Elon Musk asks, it's legal, isn't it? Or at first he doesn't even know if the joint is a cigar or a joint. He's just like,
that
is
must
that
be
a cigar
big joint?
Yeah, it was pretty fatty.
That sounds like a blunt.
It sounds like a it was a fatty, you know?
Yeah.
And he like really squints his eyes to look at it, be like, oh, marijuana. You can tell he's like, I'm Elon, I'm cool.
The devil's lettuce.
Yeah. My impression of the whole episode was... My impression of his appearance was takes one hit off a joint and then is like, Instagram's a facade.
Yeah, he does
make
a very common point that Instagram's a facade, that we're not all as happy as we make it seem. And it's like,
damn.
Wow. You blew my mind, Elon.
But we have some clips from it. There's one where he is talking about us merging with AI because that's our future. We have no choice. If you can't beat them, join them.
Mm-hmm.
So
I talked to a neuroscientist recently, and who's talking about neurological enhancements and how they're inevitable.
Yeah,
so we're right around the corner.
Yeah,
And then it will be classist because only certain people will be able to afford them.
Yeah,
right.
Of course.
And so I can afford the best brain.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be rich enough to have me the most souped up brain.
Right.
Yeah,
because
just like Fast and the Furious level brain, like a Tokyo Drift of brains.
Yes, I'm gonna Tokyo drifting with my brain.
Well, and then that will be another.
I got Vin Diesel up there, boy.
That'll be yet another advantage that rich people use to keep down poor people.
Right. I plan to be rich and also oppressing by that time. My brain will have a new paint job.
All right, let's listen to what Elon says, and this will be like a game where we all try to see how long we can stay awake during this.
Okay, here we go.
Do you think that it's likely that we will merge somehow or another with this sort of technology, and it'll augment what we are now, or do you think it will replace us?
Well, that's the scenario. The merge scenario with AI is the one that seems like probably the best. Like
if he's talking from inside
like
of an eyedropper.
If you can't beat it, join it. That's you know.
What else are you saying, Elon?
Okay. So cool. What else do we have?
And then we have.
I'm sure it goes on for much longer than
he
that.
He goes on to talk about how we basically our brains are too slow, and we really need to step it up to become. You know, which is why we need to merge with
the AI. Oh, so
he
just tried cocaine for the first time, too?
Yeah, he says, we don't have the bandwidth to just continue to compete with AI, so we must become that. And so that's what he goes on to say. And then here's another clip where he talks about different new things that the Tesla can do that we weren't aware of, which is just unnecessary.
Cook you breakfast. Make your toast. Vacuum. No? Oh, shit, here it comes.
What can it do that I need to know about?
I mean, the Model X can do this, like, ballet thing to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Where it dances?
Yes.
Legitimately? Like, moves around?
Yes.
Damn, Elon.
Why would you program that into
it? It must be difficult to work for Elon Musk, because he's like, make it dance. And they're like, this isn't going to help us sell it, Elon. Make it dance.
Make the Tesla twerk.
All right, guys, I guess we got to make the cars dance now. Fuck. All right.
Before you thought men just loved women and cars, but really, they just want the car to become a woman.
Lord Musk has demanded we make the cars dance the ballet of the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that shitty sport where you make horses dance?
Dressage.
Dressage, yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
You had that way too quick. Damn, you got that Elon brain. That was faster than Google.
My bandwidth is crazy.
Damn. I'm over here with the Spectrum Wi-Fi brain. My shit is slow as hell. Stopping all the time.
Dial up, yeah.
Yeah, I got dial up brain. God damn.
Anyways, he's trying to usher in the next era of shitty rich sports with car dressage.
So if you have 2.5 hours to listen to Elon Musk drone on, it is so absurd that I was just listening because I was like, what is he going to say next about science?
I guess like he's so important that you're always like, no matter how bad the conversation is, you're like, well, we have to go as long as he lets us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's incredibly influential,
what
right?
What fucking power.
So
I cannot
just be like,
wait.
Elon decides when an interview ends, right? Because you're just like, fuck. I mean, maybe he'll say something
you think
that
he's
will change
us?
The world. I think he's trolling himself a little bit. Yeah. Like, I think he's lost a little bit.
There's also a great moment where Joe Rogan shows him a samurai sword and he just observes it for 5 minutes and his face is hilarious. So I just recommend going to look just for that because he's just like,
I mean, that's fucking great, though. Like, Joe Rogan's like, I have Elon Musk coming. I'm going to show him my samurai sword. Like, he's like 8-year-old boy move. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, check out this. It's a real sword, you know? That's so
weird. It was owned by a real samurai.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, and then Elon's like, but can it dance?
That's exactly. He starts dancing with the sword. Uh-huh. He puts it in his Tesla and dances.
And Anna, it should be pointed out that doesn't look like he knows how to smoke weed or that he inhaled it.
No, he definitely did not inhale the actual weed. You see him hit it and the smoke comes out immediately. If you have ever smoked weed, you know you have to inhale the weed into your lungs to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said in the past that he's not a marijuana smoker. You can
and
tell
it's
he's just
very clear.
He's trying to be cool with old Joe Rogie.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, overall, Tesla stock has been down in the
crazy
past month by quite
so
a bit. But
what?
Bizarre.
But they dancing though.
Yeah.
So in the past month, it's down from 370 when it started. And at the beginning of the day, it was at 280. After this podcast went public, though, it dropped to 260.
Oh, shit.
Like just straight down. People were like, oh, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah, I'm sure if you're thinking of like, if you're thinking of a giant company and you're thinking of like money and then you see the head of the company smoking weed with Joe Rogan, clearly you're going to be like, okay, like,
I mean,
where's this going?
You know, that's the thing. They're all like that. All these CEOs, they're all, especially the tech bros. The past week, they were all out at Burning Man together.
Yeah, right. But I'm not seeing or
dressed
hearing
as extras
that
from The Fifth Element. You know, this is who runs the world.
Right.
It's not necessarily intelligent people. It's opportunistic.
It's true, but
fortunate people.
They have the brains enough to be like, I'm not going to, you know, broadcast this. Because if we don't, you can do whatever you want. I just don't want to see you smoking weed with Joe Rogan and then being like, okay, so
We live in this age of like immediate availability and transparency. Like, you know, you get the Kanye's of the world, the Donald Trump's of the world who market their brand off of availability and like a ubiquitous celebrity.
True, but old white men who sell and buy stock are like, what?
Right.
Is that?
Yes.
Where is your suit?
That what Colin Kaepernick commercial was too much for them. Like,
but, you know, I just think that, like, I think a lot of people are being tricked into thinking that it's always good for your brand to be, like, as visible as possible.
Yeah, no.
And
just,
like, and let the chaos be visible, too, because that's somehow compelling in and of itself.
People's imaginations, especially when you're successful, can sometimes be to your benefit.
Yeah.
And bursting that bubble is not always
worthwhile. I don't need to know everything.
Yeah. Right.
Let me imagine.
Right. Let me imagine that you're just in a suit everywhere you go.
I think the thing Kanye did so well for a long time was like being able to step outside of himself and like see himself like and like sort of do things with that in mind. And he lost that ability recently. And I think Trump has a pretty good sense of like what his appeal is to people and is able to like work with that and manipulate it. And I think that is what Elon Musk just doesn't have. He like doesn't know what we want from him or what people want from him and what his like the people who run his company want from him. He's just like trying. He's just like, I can do anything. It's all a simulation. You know, nothing matters. He also was raised by, you know, multimillionaires and carried around rubies.
Is he a child of great fortune?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He walked around with emeralds in his pockets.
His parents,
like,
is that a true story?
That's a true story. Huh. He was walking around New York City with emeralds in his pocket.
For what?
So like he, you know.
His parents,
you know, well, you need
you don't
emeralds.
Have loose emeralds in your pocket?
His parents owned like an emerald
mine. Yeah.
Which is only the richest of people.
His
so he like goes into
owned
the bodega.
An emerald mine.
Yes.
He goes into the bodega. He's like, can
literally
I have a Snickers? Here's an
for
emerald.
For nothing else, I'm glad I came for that. That's amazing.
His dad just had a child with Elon's stepsister. So
what?
He was there from her birth to like forward.
Whoa,
it's
Woody
not
Allen
his daughter,
move.
But
Woody
he
Allen move, huh?
Just had a child with her. Yeah.
Very Woody Allen.
Very Woody Allen.
Very Woody Allen.
Okay.
So
cool.
Dark background.
Cool.
And there are new additions to the Merriam-Webster's dictionary. So they added some food-based words to the Merriam-Webster dictionary. Just just the dictionary is trying to keep up with the millennials, it seems like.
It is the most millennial dictionary.
I know. I love it.
Yeah. They are active.
They added words like guac, hangry, which fuck off.
No, that's a word. That's absolutely a word. It's, you know exactly what it means. You know what
I
it
do,
means.
But it's...
Portmanteau is a word for a reason.
Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh. Gochujang is good. Avo? What is that?
It's an avocado.
Like avocado?
This is mainly, this is a very avocado-related word
But since
exchange.
When are abbreviations considered their own words?
But you can spell, like, if you go really go deep into Scrabble and things like that, mm-hmm. the spelling of letters are words. Like, the,
true,
you can spell
like
the letter E.
Yeah,
and things like that. You know, there's sounds, there's a... I think anything that is a discrete object that conveys a meaning, right, can be sort of like, becomes a word if it becomes culturally used enough, right? It's all about usage.
Well, I do, one, appreciate that because it started to incorporate way more like AAV words, VE words, which is the African American Vernacular English, mm-hmm. which black people have always gotten shit for speaking differently.
Yeah.
Like, oh, ain't a word. And it's like the King's English was made up. Everything's made up. Stay
right.
woke. Like, you know what I mean? So I do appreciate Merriam-Webster for incorporating a lot of English that has been used widely by different races and cultures but wasn't necessarily acceptable mm-hmm. by white America.
Yeah.
So keep going, Merriam-Webster.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let me get LOL in the dictionary.
I'm sure it's
is there. Is it there?
LOL? Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Absolutely.
It's
I think because like if you look at like German as a language, right, it's usually so many of the words are the combinations of other words and like
right.
the things that you just sort of endlessly put together, which is like a really cool thing, but it's like baffling.
Hangry is very millennial, though.
I think hangry. I absolutely think it should be a word.
next additions to Merriam-Webster. The fuck?
A lot of
D-A-F-U-Q.
Well, I will say that I was wrong about hangry because that is something that the older I get, the more I realize that I just wasn't aware of my body enough to realize that's why I was in a bad mood. It was like, oh, I haven't eaten like since last night. And yeah, that's a real thing that people deal with that we should be probably more aware of. On the other end of the spectrum, some of the darker additions are tent city and food bank.
Because is tent city hyphenated or is it one word?
It must be hyphenated because you can't put a two word. The way it's written on our doc is just as two words, but they wouldn't put two words separately in it. So it must be mm-hmm. a hyphenate. You know, that's something that even as the conservative media and even a lot of the mainstream media is emphasizing that the economy is booming and consumer confidence is way up. Other things that are way up are like people going to visits to food banks and soup kitchens and stuff like that. Like that sort of thing is way up. So as there are these economic indicators that show, you know, rich people are making more and more money, poverty is getting worse and worse in the country.
I mean, it's all about, it's like metrics, right? But like if you measure GDP or something like that, you're like, oh, things are great, right? If
right.
you measure overall expansion, but it's when you start breaking it down into demographics that you're like,
right.
oh, most of this money is only going to a few people.
Yeah. Exactly.
The economy's actually doing terribly
right.
for most people.
And we're going to have the words to describe it because food bank and tent
what was the other one? Food bank?
Food bank and tent city, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Like the words just keep getting darker and darker.
Right.
Oh,
there is my favorite word that exists in any language is this Russian word that means man cow. And it was invented to describe a person that you would be in the gulags with and you would let them like eat your food to fatten them up and then escape the gulags with them and then eat them as you crossed the tundra.
Ah!
And that's why they called. But they had a fucking word for that. That
Yo!
Is so Russian.
What a new meaning for a snack.
I know.
Like, you looking right. like a snack.
Looking like a snack. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll talk more Russian food when we come back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And we're back, and a couple updates from Super Producer Nick Stumpf over the break. Jared Kushner, Jer Bear, as I call him, was trapped outside of a door that he couldn't get into and surrounded by reporters who were shouting at him questions about whether he wrote the op-ed, and he refused to answer. So,
boom!
There you go.
Hey,
might have called it. And the other reason this is kind of a big deal is because Kushner is one of the very few people who has not come out and released a statement saying, I did not write that op-ed. So seems like he might have something to hide. And also, Super Producer Nick Stumpf does not believe that AVO is a word.
Come to Silver Lake, man.
Yeah, it's a word out there.
You will not be able to communicate without embracing AVO.
Yeah, eventually we're just going to stop saying all words. I'm like, I went to the that's like a full sentence.
Give me 2 of the blah, blah.
Can I get extra?
All right. As I was saying, we're moving on to more Russian food talk. From ManCow to Domino's Pizza, they are trying to make it big in Russia, and they have decided to give away 100 free pizzas to any Russian who gets a tattoo. That's 100 free pizzas a year for a century, which is... $200,000 worth of pizza over the course of a century.
Yeah.
How many pizzas do you think you eat a year?
Oh my God.
I don't want to know.
I'm the wrong person.
Really? Like, break it down by week. If you're, like, in an average week, how many pizzas?
Actually, that's true. When I was younger, I probably ate like pizza every day of my life.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, couple I'd say I probably
but
hit
not two
100.
Pizzas a week.
No, probably not two pizzas a week. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pizza.
It is a lot of pizza.
Yeah, but it's also Domino's. Domino's is
but is
bae.
It like a small, like 9 and 8, whatever the small pizza is? Like,
it's
you know,
like
those
a
personal
thin
pizzas
crust.
They used to
right.
make?
Yeah, I do like the
like
thin
the shit
crust.
Like you get for like Book It. Did you guys ever have Book It? That was Pizza Hut in Chicago.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. Yeah, oh, yeah, us too. Yeah,
dude,
the free
you read
personal
600
pan pizza.
Pages yeah. or something like that, or 600 minutes. I don't know. I can't remember. 600
oh,
something.
Oh, right. And they gave
you
the free pizza.
You bring like a sticker. And they give you a free, like, personal yes. pan pizza. That shit was amazing.
We had that in Texas.
Every Friday,
yes.
I was there.
We had that in Texas. Mm-hmm. I mean, Domino's is bae. I've talked about Domino's on the show before. Yeah, like, Domino's texts me every day. I'm cheating on Domino's right now with celery.
It's, like, made out
with
of pure...
celery?
Yes. It's not a good relationship, but
oh, no.
I got to do what I got to do. I got to lose weight. But, I like, Domino's texts me. I'm like, bitch, don't text me no more. I told you not to contact me on this uh-huh. line. but I would get a tattoo for... if it was for life.
The tattoo.
I would too.
You could get whatever you want. Like, some of these are very creative. Like, it's like a Domino's and then there's like a claw. And then what did it say? Like, forever
slave
freebie?
To freebie.
Slave to freebie.
That's the wrong country to do that in, because Russians will do
they don't
anything.
Give a fuck.
They
right.
give zero fucks.
Right.
A
that's
tattoo
what...
for 100 free pieces a year for a century.
Yeah. So every... they immediately called this off, by the way, because
yeah.
it's. Because
they were deluged, I'm
yeah.
sure.
This is too good a deal for Russian people who don't give a fuck, which
wow, that's
is.
That's a great tattoo.
About 90% of the
right.
Russian population.
That's a terrific tattoo. Yeah. See, absolutely. This is a terrible idea.
I mean,
and Russians are famous for their crazy tattoos.
My favorite genre of YouTube videos is just Russians not giving a fuck about like crazy stuff. Like that video of the dude driving and the meteor is coming towards the planet. And he just is like driving, changes the channel to like listen to like a different song, but like doesn't do anything. Doesn't even...
But what would you
react.
Do? What would be like, oh, thank God he ran away from his car.
Right. I don't
because
know.
Because the meteor would have hit him
he
otherwise.
He just seemed
you know what
so
I mean?
Unfazed, though.
Yeah, well, at a certain point, you got to be like, well, it's you know, it's all in the meteor's hands. Yeah.
But I feel
you know
like that's I mean? Like the Russian mentality.
Right. Sure, absolutely. Well, they've been through the shit.
They have.
That country has had a crazy century.
Doesn't vodka mean little water?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they all just had a little water and went down to the tattoo parlor and was like, yeah, fuck it up.
Yeah.
Give me the Domino's
free
pizza.
Free Domino's pizza, man.
Give me the pizza tattoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would do it for a year. Like, if I got free Domino's for the rest of my life, I might. I have no tattoos, but I might get a Domino's
yeah,
tattoo.
Me too.
Because you can put it anywhere, right?
Yes. Yeah, like, you get a little cute little ankle joint.
Exactly.
What about a little inner thigh? That's for bae.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's an investment. It's an investment. So there's this story that's been kind of percolating. We've revisited it a couple of times now on the podcast about diplomats in Cuba and in China who are reporting having like basically they were calling them sonic attacks. Like they would hear strange sounds and then they would start feeling like they were concussed the next day. And earlier last week it was being reported that the military and the doctors they had looking into it were considering microwave weapons as a prime suspect because there is a theoretical possibility that you could use microwaves to basically cause sonic illusions in people's minds.
Jack.
Yes.
Are you telling me I need to go home and fight my microwave?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm telling you.
I need to go fight my microwave
it's dangerous.
Tonight.
Yeah. Well, it's a theoretical possibility. Also, the New York Times article that everybody was reacting to was just saying microwaves were a prime suspect. And like the Fox Newses and other, you know, garbage publications of the world took that to mean that that was exactly what it was. And a lot of doctors are now basically calling bullshit on this report. I think a lot of people are on... You know, I've been saying I thought it was mass hysteria since the very first article or, you know, a social contagion is another way of putting it because, all right, there's my conspiracy theory music. but, you know, it's not that they didn't feel these symptoms. They have the symptoms. It's just that, like anything, your mind can cause physical symptoms.
I don't know if it's real or not what happened, if there was an attack or not, but I find it hard to believe that Cuba in any way, shape, or form was behind it.
Right.
Because just the political position they're in right now, I went for a visit there last year.
Nice.
With The Nation magazine, which is like a cool leftist rag.
Yeah.
But, you know, we spent a lot of time being fed a certain amount of like government propaganda, but also getting to interview and talk to a lot of different types of Cubans. And they need a relationship with the United States badly.
Oh, definitely.
Like, it is so in their best interest to have a working trade agreement with the United States and to have a more economic interaction with their natural organic trading partner 90 miles away, the coast of Florida. You know, it doesn't make any sense to be attacking U.S. diplomats or to be endangering as they're opening the window and opening the door to a better and more fruitful relationship with the United States. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And China, maybe. I don't know.
Right. And some people are saying Russia. Some people are saying China, because then it spread to diplomats in China.
China as well. Yeah.
Right. But the other thing is that microwave weapons are a thing that the U.S. military has been investigating and investing in and trying to develop for many years and just weren't able to. So if you believe it's microwaves, you also believe that another country has created a weapon that not only have we not been able to create yet, but we still don't know that it's possible, and most scientists don't think it's possible.
I interviewed this woman, Mary Wareham, who's from the Human Rights Campaign. She on my podcast, Saving the World with Barry Lucas, but her whole thing is that she works against weapons of particular cruelty in warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, like, you know, she helped stop the use of blinding lasers, dazzling lasers, cluster bombs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, an ICBM treaty in the 90s that she was responsible for. Working to stop killer robots. Because we're like 2 to 3 outs from totally autonomous sort of Terminators.
Robot war?
Yeah, robot war.
Robot war.
A point that sort of came up in our conversation was that the two world leaders far and away for creating these crazy, crazy, crazy weapons were the U.S. and Israel.
Yes.
Like, the entire world is like, absolutely, we want to stop using these crazy weapons.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they're the ones that the weapons get used on most of the time. And the U.S. and Israel are like, yeah, but it's so cool, isn't it?
Don't you want to die in a cool, exciting way?
Dazzling lasers. Come on.
The
that's
name
fun.
Alone.
Come to West Hollywood. Enjoy the dazzling lasers, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, it's hard to believe, like you said, that another country has beaten the U.S. to the punch with, like, new weapons technology. Yeah.
Well, Zyking, if you're listening out there and you're worried about your microwave, for $60, I will come to your house and fight your microwave.
I mean, I've never trusted my toaster, just first things first.
I will fight all of the appliances in your kitchen.
I have so much trust in my toaster.
For $60.
I trust my toaster with my life.
Wow.
I love toast.
No,
if there's anything I can make into toast, I'm going to do it.
Oh.
It's so good.
I grill mine in a toast griller because I need to see what the fuck the toast is up to.
Toaster oven.
You check on it.
You got to have a lot of trust to stick something in a toaster because it is just down there percolating. You don't know what's going on.
You learn it.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Nah.
You like, there's
like
a process
glass.
Of getting to know each other.
No passcode on my toaster.
But the Washington Post published an article with a more kind of complete scientific consensus that's saying, they basically said, you know, there's an old scientific aphorism that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, and they're not giving the extraordinary evidence. They're not giving any evidence. So I'm still leaning towards social contagion. It's an actual illness. It's that's not a thing that's like, they're a bunch of wacky kids got it in their head. It's an actual illness. It will cause physical symptoms. It's just, the human mind is a crazy thing we just don't even come close to understanding. But mm-hmm. microwave weapons is a thing that we should be able to understand and would have figured out by now, probably. And finally, we wanted to talk about Nicki Minaj.
Mm.
So Jeffrey Owens is, what was the name of his character on The Cosby Show? Do you remember?
Ooh.
Alvin.
Alvin, yes.
So Alvin.
He
Alvin.
Was such an Alvin.
So, from The Cosby
character.
Show.
He looks
I know.
Like an Alvin in real life.
I think he defined the name Alvin.
He did.
So
that and the chipmunk.
Yes. Well, he took it over. The chipmunk just couldn't get work after Jeffrey took
when
over
When you
the
think
word
about
Alvin.
It, the name Alvin and the Chipmunks is incredibly misleading.
Right.
Because you immediately assume that he's not a chipmunk.
Right. Because it's and the chipmunk.
Yeah, Alvin with other chipmunks.
But it's like Destiny's Child. Like,
there were children.
But it was Beyoncé who was the child.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Well, because it was her mom who named it,
wasn't
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She wasn't trying to be subtle.
Nope. And right. She was right.
She was right.
Very right. Speaking of earlier, Beyonce is a great example of someone who is ubiquitous but still mysterious.
Oh, yes, because she keeps things to herself.
Yeah, you don't know anything about
and
her,
I
really.
Love it.
Yeah, well, because it allows us to all keep her up on that pedestal.
Ugh.
You
she's
know?
She looks so good up there.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Maybe Alvin has like a OJ's theory on race. Like that's how Alvin views himself as a chipmunk. He's like, I'm not a chipmunk. I'm Alvin.
I'm yeah, Alvin.
Yeah. I'm OJ.
Alvin the chipmunk also murdered his chipmunk wife.
Oh, everybody knows that.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
What was that guy he was with?
Dave.
Dave.
Yo, murdered Dave. Dave yeah. is crazy. You know, having kids, I now have these like radio stations, like streaming stations where it's just like children's music and chipmunk songs will come on. And Dave is just a barely contained rageaholic the whole time. He's just like, Alvin, you shut the fuck up. Like he's so mad all the time. It's crazy. Anyways, Jeffrey Owens, somebody saw him working a non-acting job at Trader Joe's. His shirt looked a little dirty. He might have just been like moving some dusty boxes in the back of the Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And they would like took video of him and were like, what are you doing, idiot? Why are you working a real job, loser?
He did look a little dusty for Trader Joe's.
He looked dusty for a Trader Joe's employee. And he was like, this is, you know, I do other jobs besides acting because acting is not the steadiest of work. And people were immediately like, this poor man.
Right.
And Nicki Minaj decided to get involved and has chosen to donate $25,000 to him.
I need my sis Nicki to get off those pills and potions.
What an embarrassing donation to make.
I know.
Yeah. First of all, we know how much money you got, girl. Like, what? This is barely like a
Birkin. Also, just like, of all the people to help out, Jeffrey's not the guy.
Yeah, like, Jeffrey's not destitute.
He's got a
he
job.
He has a job.
He has a job. He's working. He got embarrassed wrongly on social media.
Well, that embarrassment led to great fortune. Those haters, big ups to the haters. I never knew haters could do so much for you. So all my haters, stay strong out there. You know, keep hating on me.
Way better than a $25,000 donation was like,
Tyler Perry offered him
a
job, though. He got several job offers off of, like...
I think he said he wouldn't take any of them, though.
No, he quit Trader Joe's.
I know he quit Trader Joe's, but it wasn't to take the... Because I also saw somewhere he's like, I don't want to take jobs because of this. Blah, blah,
his
blah.
Ass about to take a damn job. He was like, buy Trader Joseph.
Look,
hello, Nicki Minaj, 25 grand.
Saying. I think that's what he's saying. Because it'd be a bad look to be like, and bye-bye. There's nothing,
goodbye, plebs.
There's nothing wrong with working at Trader Joe's. Good day. I'll never be here again.
I wouldn't even shop here.
Yeah. You never believed in me.
Uh-huh. But yeah.
I mean, it's also because she's had so many public meltdowns as of late that I'm just like, sis, get it together. Like, she was clowning Travis Scott, calling him the hoe nigga of the week on her podcast because he has the number one album and she
it's
feels
so
like she should have it.
Well, her album is not...
It's not great.
It's not great.
But you didn't hear that from me. As a Black American, I love Nicki Minaj. I'm kidding. I don't have to stand up for her. She's so homophobic and misogynist. Boo, bitch, bye. Be mad, stay sad. But
great.
She freaking like has been attacking him on every platform. And then she's like, no, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. It's like, girl, you are. And now here she is on Twitter trying to flex. Like, girl, if you want to slide Gary or Jeffrey Owens, why can you call him Gary? I'm
you
so sorry,
want
Jeffrey.
His name to be Gary.
Name yourself Gary, Alvin. But if you want to slide Jeffrey 25 G's, can't you just do that quietly through PayPal?
Well, that's the thing, right?
Like, we don't need to know about
It was less about helping him than making sure everybody else knew that she was doing it, right?
Yeah,
it just
also,
seems
like,
so transparently
like that.
Yeah, just chasing a trend.
Donate that to one of Merriam-Webster's new food banks.
It's not only
difference.
It's not only chasing the first trend that you see, but also going with the very first thought that trend gives you. It's like, okay, and 25,000.
Well, this is why I'm like, I disagree with Elon Musk. I don't think speed is the answer. I think we need to start, I think our brains
slow
work better at a slower pace.
Yeah.
I think we're trying to act like we can make decisions at this furious pace, and I think we inevitably are just like making terrible decisions like one after the other.
Yeah.
In a sort of dominoes sequence, almost, really.
Dominoes.
Like getting a tattoo for free pizza for a century. What a terrible
That's a
idea.
Great choice.
I mean, it's a great choice to do. What a terrible idea for Domino's.
Oh yeah,
bad
you know,
choice. Domino's.
Terrible. They were trying
slow
to
down and realize how good your pizza is. Uh-huh. And
they
should have
done that to like a small country.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pick a small island.
Like
if nation.
That's what we were saying, like Papua New Guinea.
Like, you know, or really test tattoos. People's faith. Like do it with Rastafarians who don't believe in tattoos. You know what I mean? Then it's like, man, you,
that's
how much
cruel.
Do you love Domino's?
Yeah. How much do you love to forsake your religion?
Yeah, would you
give
forsake
up your
Jah?
God.
Would you forsake Jah for the delicious MSG
Kneel
and stuff
before
crust?
Your new God.
You know?
We are Domino's.
Yeah, man. Just embrace being evil. You know yeah. what I mean? But be smart about it. That's
absolutely.
All I'm saying. Also, Nicki Minaj, did you guys hear about this? She doesn't sound like the most considerate of lovers. You know what I mean? She was talking about how she's like, if you're going to be with me, one, I'm not into kissing that much, so don't try and be like kissing me that much, but I want it 3 times a night, not a lot of kissing, just get to work, make me happy. And I was like, if some guy said that, it would be, you'd be like, what a monster.
I know, right? Like, I can't lie, but heartless. As a woman, I'm like, yeah, fuck me 3 times a night.
Don't kiss me or look at me in the eyes.
Don't even come in here with a face, just a dick and legs. like the worst. You're right. It's so bad. You know, someone actually tweeted her after she said she was donating the $25,000, and they said, donate as if this man is in dire straits or a charity organization. Please use an Uber ride credit to get the fuck out of my face. That's what someone tweeted Nicki Minaj. Then she retweeted it and said, I'd rather use my Uber ride to you to suck my dick.
Wow.
What?
Things are going well.
She should be using her energy.
But you can just tell she must have just surrounded herself with some bad people.
She absolutely. Because
you know what I mean?
Because
those
no
artists
one.
Don't make decisions by themselves at that level. You have like a posse of people who are all helping you make decisions and strategize and things like that. And she just doesn't have, like, look at the production on her album.
Yeah.
Right? You're just like, that wasn't a lot of good decisions.
And
right
they're
there.
Also just afraid to be cast out. You hear them on her on her podcast, and like, they'll be in the back. She's like, I'm the best rapper to ever do it. And they're like, yeah, yeah, Nicki, you the best.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A Queen is the number one album. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Despite what Billboard says, definitely the number one. Like they're just back there hyping her, and it's so insane.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary Owens, I hope you get, Gary. Jeffrey, I'm so sorry. Jeffrey, I hope you get that $25,000.
That apology is not going to come across.
And Gary.
Listen, Gary.
Hang in there.
We're feeling for you, buddy.
always a fan.
I'm not an out-of-work actor, but if I ever am, should I be tweeting Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Just hope she doesn't find this episode. Lucas, it has been a pleasure having you, man. Where
Thanks
can people find you other than all that stuff we talked about up top? You stay working. But where can they find you on social media?
Well, I'm only on Instagram.
Okay.
So you can get me at LucasNeff666.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah.
Sign of the devil.
Uh-huh, that's right, guys. I'm a wild card. You know, it's just a lot of fun content. You know, you get to know the inner workings of my mind a little bit more. The things I like, the things I dislike.
Slang that tent.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not on Twitter, so I can't ask you if there's a tweet you've been enjoying. Is there a Instagram post or Instagram feed that you enjoy?
I mean, there's a bunch of really great feeds. If You High, Process Video, Look at This Russian. there's like, you know, I'd say Look at This Russian if you're like really want to get to understand why Domino's made a terrible decision. Like, they didn't know who they were up against.
That's great.
They are an unstoppable, chaotic force.
Yeah.
That loves pizza, I'm sure. Look, they're just free stuff, man. If you offer free stuff to anybody,
they will take that shit.
A tattoo, you can get like a $60 tattoo.
I may or may not have a McDonald's tattoo on my ass. Okay.
Yeah.
May or may not.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just financially, it's a great investment.
It is.
I mean, admittedly, you have to be Russian.
Right.
Shit.
That's did not think this through. This is once again why we need to slow down once in a while. Lacey, where can people find you?
Ooh, you can find me on all platforms under the same name, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey.
And is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
Oh, there is a tweet that I have been enjoying. Okay, I've been enjoying a series of tweets. I don't know if you guys have seen these. You have to have. Based off of the Colin Kaepernick Nike Just Do It campaign.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a bunch of photos that have surfaced with other people's photos and other quotes. Like there's one of Donald Trump that says, believe in something.
Yes.
Even if you just made it up. MAGA.
Right.
Or my personal favorite, which is just a bunch of letters, like, and it's got a picture of Floyd Mayweather in the back.
Oh, I know.
I actually just got sent a tweet through Instagram that I think is pretty great, and it's Elon Musk. smoking that, wow, that is a huge joint on Joe Rogan's. And it's a, what if the cars had titties?
Yes, they dance and they have titties.
And that's from at Me. M-I-E, some Twitter handle. I don't know. But I get sent tweets now.
Awesome.
You know what I mean? I'm in
sent
that
world. Sent tweets on Instagram. That's how you're living.
Yeah, man. I hate how much I read tweets like in newspapers or whatever. Oh, like, you know what I mean? Media.
Yeah.
It's I'm like, God, there's some. So they're like random Joe Blow 666 Big Cock over here thinks that right. President Trump's foreign policy is great.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And you need to thank him and his big cock.
Yes. Like, how is this? This is acceptable news? Okay.
You can follow me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien and a tweet I've been enjoying. Lenarcus Aldridge at AdamL1226 on Twitter, quote, white people love saying, oh, that was terrible after throwing a frisbee. Very true in my experience. You can follow us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about on today's episode, as well as the song that we ride out on. You can also find those in the information about the information for the episode wherever you are listening to it on whatever device. It should be right in there. We are going to be at Chicago Podfest on December 1st. It's going to be the first live Daily Zeitgeist. Probably not going to be like a live, just regular episode of the show. We'll figure something fun out for you. And Miles is not here to recommend a song to ride out on. So Miles is sick, by the way. People wondering where he is. He woke up ill today. So we decided to let him stay home. But super producer Anna Hosnier.
Hi.
Is all-time great, legendary pinch hitter when it comes to ride out songs. What are we riding out on
I'm
today?
I'm going to recommend this soul singer, Leon Bridges. Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite songs of his. It's called Lisa Sawyer, and it's so sweet, and it's so smooth. You know how I like those smooth.
Oh,
tracks.
Yeah, you do. You are always saying, I like smooth
jazz. yeah, so check it out.
Lacey, it was great having you. Thank you so much for filling in for Miles.
Yes,
and
Miles, I miss you.
That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Bye.
With the name Lisa Sawyer, circa 1963. Grandmother was Indian. Her mother's name was Eartha, swift as the wind, fierce as fire. Father's name was Victor. Worked two jobs to provide for his flock. She was the youngest of seven. She grew up on Louis Street. Chaos around, but inside cold. Small but a mansion in her eyes. Mansion. Never had much money, but was filthy rich. The wealth couldn't get from a dark casino, a lottery ticket. They had love, rich in love. reflection of the complexion of a sweet prey. Lean, hair long as the sea, heart warm like Louisiana sun, voice like a symphony of the most beautiful instruments. Whoa. At the age of 16, she found Christ at an altar. All along he was calling her name. The gospel spoken from an old wrinkled man. May, may, gospel. She was on in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. She was born in New Orleans. New Orleans.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.